Yes, actually already since the 80s, we've had a very extensive leave. You can have 49 weeks off with full pay or 59 weeks off with 80%. And in the 90s, they started to reserve certain weeks for the father. It started with 4 weeks and then that was extended up to 14 weeks. And then the current government cut that back to 10 weeks a couple of years ago. I can come back to the father's quota, but basically what introducing the parental leave meant, and this was also at the time when the degree of affordable daycare for children was vastly expanded, and now 96% of all Norwegian children attend kindergarten. So this meant that a lot more women were able to combine having a family and keeping up their work. So the participation of women in the workforce went from 50% to now almost 80%. I think it's 78% right now. And this, of course, has been a very important boost to the Norwegian economic development. So it's seen as very successful.
So this will also have an impact in fathers and in the way that the job market looks at both men and women as more equal. How is this contributing also for closing the gap on income?
Yeah, well, first of all, I mean, some people thought that by introducing so many women into the workforce, it would be a problem for men. But basically, it's just been adding work and activity. So that's been a positive consequence. And let me just say a few words about the father's quota, too, because I believe it's very important that the father has a set quota. So if the father doesn't take those weeks, you will lose them altogether. So in a way, you could say the fathers are a bit forced to share in their responsibility. And I think what's so important about that is that the fathers get an opportunity to have a period of time where they are the main caretaker of the child or the children. And it's not so much about the exact weeks you are away from work, but it's about a more equal pattern in who is responsible for the rest of your career, right, when caring for children later on. And that's why I believe that has been immensely important. So while you can say it's successful in that men and women are very equal in Norway, that, you know, they share the responsibilities at home to a large degree, and women have entered the workforce, what you could say that we have not really succeeded that much with is that we still have quite a gender-divided labor market. For example, only 5% of nurses are men. There is a majority of female teachers as well, and we see that very few women are CEOs in the larger corporations in the private sector. So therefore, you still have a situation where women on average make less than men. But if you go into the statistics and you look at, you know, pay for equal work, the statistics are pretty good.
This will be not only positive for the families, but it's also positive for the companies. And I was seeing research shows that 2% of investment in care will generate 6% growth in the economy. Can you elaborate on how companies will benefit from paid parental leave?
Yes. I mean, it's been massively positive for the Norwegian economy. It's estimated that the value of the increase in female participation in the workforce is worth more than our oil fortune, which is also worth a lot. So at the macro level, it's been very important, but also at the company level, I think now you have a majority of women taking higher education. And obviously, if you want to recruit, you know, the best talent, they are equally divided between men and women. So I think for companies, it means they have access to more talent and more competent by being able to recruit from the whole population on equal terms.
What is the role of the Confederation of a Norwegian Enterprise on this?
Right. So we organize most of the private businesses in Norway, and we have been quite a forceful advocate for promoting women into the private sector. We have, for example, a program called Female Future, which we have now also exported to 5 countries in Africa, actually. So it's become an export article. But it's a program where we train women who are, let's say, second level from the top to take the final step all the way up to the top, either in management or in board position. And it's been very successful. We had 1,700 women go through that program in the recent years. And, you know, we have also been a very fierce advocate of keeping the father's quota in the parental leave. We were very strongly against the fact that the government reduced it from 14 to 10 weeks, because what we see is when the government reduced the quota, the average weeks men take their leave goes from about 14 to 10 weeks. So men take exactly the amount of weeks that are reserved for them. And that shows that this is an area that we need to regulate still, even in a society like Norway, which has come a long way and is already very equal. We still need to regulate these things because they don't work out by themselves.
Do you believe that this also has an influence on the new generations in terms of the time that they spend with their father?
Yes, this has changed a lot. You know, the men want to be with their children, and of course, children who now grow up with both parents being more equal caretakers, you know, they grow up with different social norms. And of course, that affects the whole society. And I think it's a very important step to have full gender equality, that the children grow up with this perception of equality at home.